Alan is Van here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. Today we're going to reflect on failure and how to build on top of it so we can reach higher than we could otherwise. As much as we all understand failure is part of success, ambitious people have so much pressure that it can cause extreme reactions, including anxiety attacks, depression, and even suicide. The brutal irony is that the more successful you are, the bigger fear of failure and stress often becomes unless you have the right mental tools. It is also true that the most successful people you can think of have failed way more than you have. They've just taken way more swings and eventually connected. You have to change your mindset and relationship with failure, and this starts with understanding failure. The Dalai Lama famously said, "If you lose, don't lose the lesson." I would take this even further and suggest that you should approach each attempt at a win with a learning mindset and pay attention to what is going on and what is working and not working so that if it fails, you know exactly why and how to fix it. Remember that even Steve Jobs was fired from his own company. When he came back in 1997, the company was just a few months away from running out of cash. Now Apple is worth over $1 trillion. Sylvester Stallone was rejected over 1,000 times when trying to pitch Rocky. Success is built on rejection and failure. There are no shortcuts, there are no Cinderella stories. But you can only build on top of failure if you're truly honest with yourself and you absorb the lesson without ego. Don't blame others and don't make excuses ever. You are your own enemy, so make it a habit to catch yourself in your own head or when talking to others. No blame, no excuses. Feel the pain of reality, embrace the suck, internalize the lesson, and do better next time. As soon as you do that, you cut ego out of the equation and gain clarity and control. That's when you're on the path to growth and true success. Finally, remember that some of the biggest successes in history came after the most catastrophic failures. It is called post-traumatic growth, and it can happen to you as well. So with that, let's shift into the observation phase, and then we'll set an intention so we can apply this lesson. Breathing is the source of life. You live, you breathe, you live. In meditation, yoga, and other mindfulness practices, focusing on the breath helps avoid distractions, but it can do even more. When you follow certain techniques, it helps you go deeper, and sometimes you may even achieve a transcendent feeling. Remember this practice if you're having a panic attack, or afraid or nervous. First, I will describe the breathing process and will then instruct you to join in. For now, just listen to the instructions. Inhale as much as possible through your nose for a count of 7. Hold your breath to a count of 1 and exhale to a count of 7. The pattern is 7-1-7. Now let's do this together. Inhale 2-3-4-5-6-7. Hold. Exhale 2-3-4-5-6-7. Repeat this exercise until you hear a loud bell, and then just breathe normally at your own pace. Remember, 7-1-7. Congratulations! Meditation has a way of opening up our brain and helping us access memories and thoughts we often can't reach otherwise. With the brain open, it is a perfect time to grow and transform. So think about the greatest failure you've ever had. Perhaps it was a divorce, a lost job, or failed business. It was very hard. People were hurt, and money was probably lost. Now think about the lesson. I'll give you a few seconds to do that. Now, what did you learn from the failure? You see, part of the beauty of failure early on, especially in your career or business, is that the errors likely didn't have as much impact as it would later on, when you likely have a more senior position and the impact is much greater. Set an intention to think back to your failures, detach from the emotion, and analyze the situation. Make sure you capture the lesson. Then, when you take a risk in the future, make sure you don't lose the lesson if things don't work out as hoped. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.